our devotion today. Today we're going to continue looking at our church's values on God's goodness. I was reminded of a story that happened with my brother and I. We were about in grade 5 and we started walking around the neighborhood going from park to park. And in those days it was very safe. But all of a sudden this one day we looked back and we had this feeling this man was following us. And when we turned, he turned, and as we got faster, he got faster, till eventually the two of us decided we're going to run, and we hid in a driveway behind this car until the man passed by. But I never forget that feeling of just looking back, feeling so much fear, feeling what is going to happen, what is this man's intention, and not knowing what we were going to do. So many times people have that fear where they look at their past or their situation and they have so much fear attached to it. But I love what David says in Psalm 23 when we read it in verse 6, especially in the Passion Translation, where David says, "Why should I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life." Isn't that such a wonderful promise? That you don't even have to fear your past, but now when you understand God's goodness and His love and His mercy that is pursuing you, you then don't have to fear the future because He is coming up behind you, protecting you, looking after you, treating you better than you deserve, and loving you that you don't have to worry about the future. My friend, won't you remember that? Don't look back with fear. Don't look forward with fear. But understand that His goodness is pursuing you, is chasing you, is following you all the days of your life. And that is a promise we can hold on to together. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.